Here, 42. It's 11 o'clock, 10 o'clock central, 42 degrees at the Blazer. I'm Dane Foley, joined today by Scott Charleston. Scott is the executive director of the Knox County United Way. Scott, thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
I guess you got a lot to talk about, so let's just jump right into it.
Man, there is a lot to talk about today, and I'm super excited about that. But let's go with the very first thing is the karaoke event.
Yeah.
Right? I haven't been in here since we
had the event. Oh, you haven't, have you?
No.
That's right.
And, you know, I've heard you guys talk about it on the radio and stuff like that. So, had a real successful event. Everybody seemed to really enjoy it. We're very thankful for VU for offering the space for us for that day. The entertainment was incredible. And, you know, let's, you know, visit a second about the Masked Monkey.
Yeah.
The Masked Singer, right? So how surprised were you on that?
Oh, I was very surprised. I was very surprised, and I chastised Dave vehemently afterwards to be like, how could you not let me know you were in on this?
Well, it was supposed to be a secret.
I'm like, I wanted to know.
Yeah, that's so fun. Yeah, he was a great sport, and we appreciate him doing it, and very secretive. Like, we recorded in the office at the United Way. You know, we texted, we talked on the phone, and we met in here a few times, And what an incredible job he did. For one, singing. I should have brought the track in and just had you play it.
Well, yeah.
How fun would that have been?
That would have been awesome.
To throw it out there. I've got it somewhere. I can probably send it. But I have his track recorded, and he really did a great job. But and all the singers really did wonderful, and it was a great event. The videos are awesome if you haven't had a chance to really take a look at them. And there'll be a full video out there of the whole event.
Okay.
So you'll get to see that shortly. And we raise a lot of money for the United Way. We're very thankful to the community members and the sponsors and my board and my marketing committee who made all that happen.
All right. Speaking with Scott Charleston, he is the executive director of the Knox County United Way. What else is going on?
So real quick, today we're having a Dine to Donate at Procopio's Pizza. So
okay.
Very excited about that. So 11 to 1, if you want to come in, of course, they're going to give like 20% back of everything that they sell today at from 11 to 1 and 4 to 9. So if you are on your way to lunch or thinking about it or want to make plans for dinner, now is the time to do that. Again, 11 to 1 today and 4 to 9, Procopio's Pizza. Come support the United Way. I'll be there. Come talk to me.
All right.
Yeah, excited to see you.
All right, Scott Charleston, he is the executive director of the Knox County United Way. What else you got?
Okay, last thing I got that I'd like to talk about is, so yesterday, 5:30 in the morning, we decided to, me and Dennis Cordes, which we all know and love Dennis, and we took off for Toledo, Ohio yesterday. So earlier this year, I was able to secure a grant, actually end of last year, secure a grant for our United on Wheels, which is our bus outreach program that we've been working very hard on to try to get that implemented and into the community. And finally, we were able to find one in Toledo, Ohio. So we took a 5.5-hour trip one way.
Wow.
To go get this bus yesterday, and it's beautiful, and we're very thankful.
Well, just to clarify, Dennis is the chief executive officer of the Vincennes YMCA, if people are kind of wondering who Dennis is. So yep. We had the CEO of the Y and the executive director of the Knox County United Way taking a 5.5-hour one-way trip to get a bus.
Yeah.
And the purpose of this bus?
Okay, so it is a mobile outreach is what we're going to do. And it's called United on Wheels. And we're going to be strengthening the community by doing outreach, by bringing services into, you know, neighborhoods, local communities, expanding our ability to meet more people where they are and increasing visibility for programs that already exist, along with pop-up resources. So, for example, so we are going to be doing book outreach with the library. They're going to use it. The whole point is to use our agencies in order to grow this program. Okay. So the library is going to do books. We're going to get Helping These Hands is going to do some food outreach. And these are like Oaktown and Decker and, you know, places that we don't get to all the time. You know, it's hard to get those outreaches. And that's what this is designed for, is to bring us to them who are not there. And even like Paige Williams at Heart to Heart, a lot of us know her. She's going to do an ultrasound machine and be able to do mobile ultrasounds.
Oh, wow.
On the bus in these outreach areas, who maybe they can't get to a doctor's appointment or whatever the case may be for transportation reasons. We're going to go to them, and that's just one of the many things. We'll have computers on there. They'll be able to, they can apply for jobs, they can apply for services, they can do some research for whatever they're wanting, their need is at that particular moment. And we're going to have Wi-Fi on there for free from Verizon. They're going to help us out with internet for the entire year. So we're thankful for all these organizations who are going to join and help us and sponsor this bus through the year. And the great thing is this was all a grant. So not
awesome.
One cent came out of Knox County. You know, so we're not pulling anything out from anybody else. And this will pay for it. It's going to pay for the bus. It's going to be wrapped. All the inside's going to be done. It's going to pay for insurance for, I think it might even pay for 2 years of insurance along with fuel for a while. So this is a great opportunity for our agencies and people of Knox County to get involved. Even with this United on Wheels program that we're doing, but also just a way to get to know the United Way more.
Well, you mentioned you got the bus yesterday. When's all this set to begin? I mean, I'm sure there's prep that needs to be done still. So what's the plan there?
So my goal is to probably have it ready to go by mid-April. I mean, let's be honest, it's going to take a little bit to get a wrap on there. And then we've got electricians and carpenters who are volunteering their time in order to do the inside of the bus. And of course, we have all the funding for the supplies that they're going to need. And so I'm hoping like by mid-April, I can have it. And then like by May 1, we can start implementing it out in the community, you know, with scheduling. And first, you're just going to see it for a while. You know, we may, you know, during the hot of the summer, we may drive around and pass out popsicles. Somebody mentioned this morning, they're like, hey, I'd like to drive around and pass out popsicles during the heat. I'm like, let's do it, because that's what this is about. We want to do this outreach, especially in these communities that we can't get to, like, you know, like I said earlier, like Decker. You know, and we're going to take food down, and we're going to offer mental health services also, and anything that these agencies, or if you have a great idea, man, give me a call. It's called United for a reason, right? So we can all unite together. They call it United is the Way. That's our slogan that they just changed to. And that's what the purpose is. We want to unite everyone. And we're just a central hub to bring us all together. Give me an idea if you've got one. I love ideas.
All right. Scott, anything else you want to let us know about while I got you here in the studio?
I don't think so. I just appreciate you guys. And thank you for letting me borrow Dave as the Masked Singer, because that was a good time. So, but no, thank you guys so much for all that you do, and thank you to the community for giving back to the United Way and everything that we're doing. Without you, it wouldn't be possible.
All right, Scott, thank you for coming in.
Hey, thanks, sir. Appreciate it.
Scott Charleston, he is the executive director of the Knox County United Way.
World-class music.